Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm still getting over it. Getting over it might not be the right words. I'm still going through it. I made a video yesterday that went into some detail over the event, my reaction to the event, and how I went through the event. And though the audio came out good, the video came out kind of messed up. It was freezing up and not switching cameras like, you know, how we like it to do. But I think it conveyed the message, though it may not be the most appealing thing to actually watch. But as we know, the audio is probably most important. Yeah, I stated yesterday basically that when it happened, well, I don't want to retell the story, I'll just post it, but things got gooey. Last couple days, things have gotten gooey. Feelings were involved. I was touched. I started wondering and thinking things and, you know, doing what Jeffrey does, overthinking things. I was humbled. And I'll just post a video. I don't want to go back over it, but it definitely was a thing. It definitely was a thing to go through. And to, well, as I said in the video, when it happened, when you're on the ground, when you're in the game, when you're doing what you do on your side of the stage, and you're just out there, you experience it. And it may not hit you as hard or the full impact of, you know, what you've done on the field may not hit you until after the game, sometime after the game. And that's pretty much what happened to me in regards to Mr. Clinton receiving his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and his speech in doing so, in which it's even hard for me to even say it. It's still not hard, but it's still weird for me to, you know, it's still weird for me to articulate it and actually realize that it's a real thing. But it happened, and you know, like I said, in the moment, the impact is deflected or you're distracted. But after I got home a day or so and had time to really think about it and to listen to it a few dozen times. I'm not gonna say a few hundred times because that might not be realistic, but definitely several dozen. Probably at least 100. Because I made a little clip to send around to people. And it cut out the exact spot in which I was mentioned. And it just so happens that it looped very well. So when I opened it, it would loop seamlessly. And it was rather pleasing. Just to hear, you know, the quality, not the quality, the loop, not necessarily but the content this time, but to actually, you know, say, oh, it's kind of cool how that seems like it's seamless. And it, not so much never ends, but something like that. So I'll post that. Hell, I might even be able to post it while I'm out here walking. Remote into the computer. And post it from remote. But, you know. You know. Wait a minute. Wait, I take that back. You might not know. You might not know. Is this thing caught? It's definitely causing a shadow on me, isn't it? Is it causing a shadow on me? If I put it right here, I'm gonna check it. Now I can't see. Well, that's causing a shadow right on my face. So if I hold it up like that, it's causing a shadow. All right. We're gonna have to go like this then. Nope. That's too heavy. Better? A little better, huh? But still. A little better. But still. Yeah, we hold it like this. And I noticed too, I'm gonna switch hands, in fact. I'm gonna switch hands because notice my right elbow is stiffening up. Probably because I sleep on it. Then I'm doing this, you know, carrying this stick. It's definitely some, I don't want to say pain or tension or stress on my elbow. It's definite. And it's not so bad carrying it like this. This kind of works. But, yeah, I've been revisiting the moment I explained in the video I posted. Other than that, I guess my weight is ridiculous. And then see, what it was is after, you know, the Hollywood thing, I had to come home and work. And it was Friday. And I had nothing to do Saturday and Sunday. So I was in the house for 2 days eating. I was in the house for like 2 days. And my weight went up to 224. I made brownies. I was just doing stuff. I ate like way too much. But, you know, should I complain about it? I mean, I got something out of it. I earned the experience. My weight went up to 224, which is very high, but it might have been an anomaly weight right after I got through eating late at night, you know, and it probably really was the 224, but again, it's an indication of trend. I think I woke up the next morning, it was 220, something like that. This morning it was 217, but yesterday, oh, it's Sunday, I had very bad nasal pain. Very, very bad nasal pain and a headache. I took everything Sunday. I took Claritin. I took my multivitamin like I always do. I took Sudafed. I took Tylenol. It wasn't pleasant. And then Monday I woke up because it didn't rain. And it was, like I said, right before it rains, every single time. Right before it rains, every time. It's like clockwork. Right before it rains, woke up Monday, Rained all day. I was able to, you know, get my steps in, doing the drizzle, just drizzled all day. Got my steps in. That was good. Got some stuff done, started to get some momentum. Because I felt better, number one, and I knew I had to stop. I got to make a stop. I got to, you know, I got to make some changes. So, after work, went to Ralph's and got $35 worth of salad stuff. A couple of bags of that chopped up lettuce already, bacon bits, crushed croutons, cheese, ham, blue cheese dressing, mushrooms, you know, stuff like just to throw in there. Was looking for olives, but olives were kind of pricey. I got tomatoes too. I'm gonna think about it. But I didn't put those in there yesterday. Salad was tremendous. And what I did was I eat breakfast, and not a big breakfast either. Not a big breakfast, maybe even too small of a breakfast. And then during the day, I had a little bit of corn and 3 high-health crackers, just something to put in my stomach. And I made rice, some brown rice. I'm trying to get away from the foods I was eating that got me up to these numbers. And after I ate this salad, like 2 bowls of it, probably too much of it, but it was so damn good. That blue cheese dressing, come on. Even if it was Kroger brand. And the cheese and the ham. I got some like lunch meat or some, you know, what's it called? Black Forest ham slice. It was on sale. Slice that up, put it in there. Let's do a bunch of stuff in there. It was good. You know, I ate a couple bowls of that. Felt pretty good. You know, I felt satisfied. And I was gonna have some popcorn. Air pop popcorn. With probably too much butter on it. And I used no salt. New salt. So it wouldn't be any salt on it, but you know, there's salt in the butter. But air popped. You know, just something to munch on. Satisfy that craving. And I, you know, I ate the thing. I didn't have popcorn, but I did go to bed and get back out of bed and got some potato chips. I get these Kettle Brand no salt potato chips. And I put apple cider vinegar on them. And I put new salt on them. So there's no sodium. I get my Kool-Aid that I make. Regular fruit punch Kool-Aid, you know, the old-fashioned thin pack with a cup of sugar. But what I do is I double the amount of water. Instead of 2 quarts, I make 4 quarts a gallon of it. And I may put a little teeny bit of extra bit of sugar in it. I may actually put a teeny weeny little bit of extra bit of sugar in it. I may do that. But still, it's, you know, and I'm getting used to it. So it's a lot less calories, a lot less sugar, etc. Every now and then, you come across some crazies out here. No, not really crazies, but yeah, crazies. But this ain't a crazy. This is just a guy, I think, talking on the phone. Sometimes you got to see them from like way away. That way you can be prepared. You know, just got to be aware. You want to let them know that you see them. And you're ready for them. Not that people, you know, knock wood. Not that they try me or anything. And not that they don't. But it's the way you carry yourself. I was watching a podcast. It might have been Joe Rogan or somebody. That it's like you can, like thieves are people who steal or prey on people, you can tell it's the body language. You can see a certain kind of body language that certain people can recognize as being vulnerable. You know, they may not look assertive, like, you know, not, you can tell they kind of don't know where they're going, timid, you know, not making eye contact, head down, all that kind of stuff. I'm pretty sure I don't do that. I'm pretty sure I don't carry myself in that manner, but so that's what's going on with me. So that's what's going on with me.